Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The 15,000 residents of Oldsmar, Florida, 12 days ago, narrowly avoided a public health catastrophe, which could potentially happen almost anywhere in America. Sadly, although this story was briefly covered by CNN, you probably did not hear about it from your regular media sources. Instead of alerting the public to the scary near disaster, the regular media instead focused on politicians in Washington playing out an impeachment script pretty much as signaled weeks in advance. 2 days before the Super Bowl, what happened in Oldsmar, a city about 25 miles from Tampa, was that its water treatment computer system allowed access by employees working remotely. A hacker uses access to the computer network to physically change the amount of lye concentration to be injected into the water from 100 to more than 11,000 parts per million. Lye, chemically named sodium hydroxide, is used in cleaning supplies like soaps and drain cleaners. In minute quantities, it treats the acidity of drinking water. But in larger concentrations than normally used in water treatment systems, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention states, quote, sodium hydroxide of sufficient strength can hydrolyze proteins in tissues and can kill cells and tissues. Exposure can cause skin and eye irritation. It can hydrolyze proteins in the eyes, leading to severe burns and eye damage or blindness. Ingestion of sodium hydroxide can cause severe corrosive injury to the lips, tongue, oral mucosa, esophagus, and stomach, unquote. Given the percentage of senior citizens living in Florida, increasing the concentration of lye in the drinking water supply by more than 100 times could have resulted in a number of deaths and permanent disabilities. This time, we were lucky. A supervisor happened to see the hacker changing the lye concentration as it was happening and immediately corrected it. Officials then quickly disabled the remote access to the water system's control software. You might want to ask your regular media sources why they didn't alert you to this almost catastrophe that could have happened just about anywhere. I shouldn't be the one to tell you. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.